As opposition mounts, both in the UN Security Council and in the Arab world, to a quick decision on military action against Iraq, a diplomatic option seems to be gaining momentum. Senior U.S. officials are now publicly welcoming the idea of Saddam Hussein seeking exile. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is among those giving the idea consideration. Yesterday, he told ABC's This Week that some arrangement might be made to provide what he called senior leadership and their families safe haven in some other country.
I think war is your last choice. I would be delighted if Saddam Hussein threw in the towel, said the game's up, the international community has caught me, and I'll just leave.
NPR News analyst Daniel Shore agrees. Great idea in theory. Whether Saddam Hussein will bite, though, he says, is another matter.
From Idi Amin of Uganda to baby Doc Duvalier of Haiti, from the Shah of Iran to Ferdinand Marcos of the Philippines, the pages of history are littered with the names of America's favorite tyrants forced into exile when the tyranny became too great to bear. And so now the idea is circulating in the Gulf region of exile for Saddam Hussein as a strategy for avoiding war. You know that something serious is afoot when three top American officials make the rounds of Sunday television shows saying essentially the same thing. I would encourage Saddam Hussein to listen, said Secretary of State Colin Powell. A fair trade to avoid war, said Secretary of Defense Don Rumsfeld. It would be good to explore it, said National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. The removal of Saddam Hussein, voluntarily or by action of the Iraqi military, is an idea that seems to have originated with Saudi Arabia and Turkey, desperate not to have to face an American demand that they support an invasion. The exile idea will reportedly be discussed by Iraq's neighbors at a meeting in Ankara planned for this week. Not clear is whether Saddam Hussein has given any encouragement to the promoters of exile. Saudi Arabian intelligence has reportedly been in contact with Saddam's son, Qusay, about amnesty for his father and a comfortable place of exile for his large family. The results of these talks are not publicly known. Saudi Arabia and Turkey are reportedly also discussing a possible United Nations resolution extending amnesty to any of Saddam Hussein's lieutenants who participate in removing him. Left open is the question of offering immunity from international prosecution to the Iraqi tyrant himself. That, in any event, could not prevent any one government from filing charges against him. The idea of immunity for a mass killer would also create political problems for the Bush administration. So the administration's strategy at the moment seems to be to leave the initiative to countries in the region, but saying nothing to discourage the exile idea. This is Daniel Shore.